talk about Aruch Perachet Mishnah Hey, Eilu Lomavim Velochotzim. The following are not considered Nayo at all. Not to be maybe it's a tumor, not to spread tumor, nor to be chaytiv b'fnei tumor, to stop the tumor from penetrating it and being a tummy something on top of it. Hazran by Irakos Amachubarim Lakarka, plants and vegetables that are attached to the ground. Chutzbenei Irakos Shamana, with the exception of the vegetables that were mentioned at the beginning of this parak, Iris, Kisim, Yarkis, Chamor, and Delas, Yavonis. As Ram and Yerakos do not last in the ground the entire year, so therefore they don't have the chashivis of an oil, they would not serve as an oil. With the exception of the vegetables mentioned earlier in the parak, those vegetables do last the entire year in the ground, and therefore they would serve as oil. Ukipas habar v'ashalek v'akfor v'haglid v'hamelech, and pieces of hail, snow, frost, ice, and salt. They also would not serve as oil, since they eventually will melt. V'hadoyleg mimakon l'makon v'akipes mimakon l'makon, and somebody that's skipping from place to place or jumping from place to place, or an animal that's jumping from place to place, cannot serve as oil, since it's moving around. And a bird that can fly, as opposed to a bird that's tied down, we had earlier would serve as oil, but a bird that has the ability to fly would not serve as oil, since it does not stay stationary. And a talus that's flying in the wind also cannot serve as oil, since it's not stationary. A boat that could float on the water, a boat that's not tied down, cannot serve as oil, since it moves. Kasher sasina bedavashu yachol la'amida. But it, he tied the boat with something strong enough to keep the boat in one place. Kavash es even agave a talus. Or, he put a stone on top of the talus so that the talus stays in one place. Maybe as a tumor, then the boat or the talus would spread the tumor if there's a maze underneath the boat or the talus in the boat. Or the talus are stationary, it would spread to my bimatame and other markel that's also underneath the boat or the talus. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Habayi Shebisfina Eina may be as a tumor. Rabbi Yossi said, a house that's on a moving boat would not spread tumor. It's just a tumor in the water on the side of the boat, and the house is mahel on that tumor. The house overhangs the tumor. And the arkelim on the boats also that are underneath the house, the tumor would not spread and bimatame the kelim that are on the sphina underneath the bias. And since the bias is on a boat which is moving, the bias cannot serve as oil to spread the tumor and bimatami the kalim that are also underneath the house. Two earthenware jars. Then each earthenware jar does a chati zayas from a maze. But the two jars are sealed very tightly. As a chavit cannot become tummy if it's sealed with a smith seal. As an earthenware kli only becomes tummy from the inside, not from the outside. And if it's sealed very tightly, no tumor can penetrate and be metame the inside. Only if there's a tumor inside of it would it become tummy from that tumor that's inside of it. But each chavit has only half a gezayis from a mace inside of it, and a half a gezayis is not enough to be metame. Umunachos betoy chavayas. And the two chavias are both in the same house. Hain tahirah. The two chaviyas would remain tar. Babayis tummy, while the house that the two chaviyas are inside of would become tummy from the two chatzizesim in the chaviyas. The reason being is that even though a smith seal protects the tumor from penetrating and being the tummy the inside of an earthenware kli, but it will not stop a tumor that's inside the kli from penetrating the smith seal and being the tummy the house together with the contents of the house. So therefore, since the two chaviyas that there's a half a gezayis of a maze in each chaviyas are both in the same house, the two chatzayizesim would penetrate the smith seal, and together would be metame the entire house. As between the two chaviyas, there's a kezayis, minameis, that's metame the house and everything inside of it. But each chavis would not become tame from the chatzayis that's in the other chavis, since its muketet smith seal is tightly sealed, that would stop the tumor from penetrating the chavis. So therefore, the chaviyas would remain tar, the chatzayis inside each chavis is not enough to be metame. And the chati zayis and the other chavis cannot penetrate to add to the half of gezayis that's inside of it and be mitami the chavis. So the chavis remains tar, while the house and its contents would become tamei from the two chatzoy zayisim from a mitz. Niftecha echad mehem, hi v'habayis tmeim, v'chaver to tar. It's the two chavis that have a half of gezayis from a mitz inside of them and are both in the same house. And one of them was open It's no longer mekapet mitzvah. It's no longer tightly sealed. The one that was open would become tameh, and the half and the contents would also become tameh, while the one that remained sealed would be tar. And since one of them was open, it's no longer sealed. So therefore, the half of kedayis inside of it plus the half of kedayis that's in the other chavetz would add up to kedayis and be metameh the chavetz that's open, since it's no longer protected, while the chavetz that is still protected, is still tightly sealed, would remain tar, and the half of its contents would become tamer from the two half kedayis that are in the chavir.
The same thing would be true if there are two rooms open to a house, a half of kedayis in each room, and the doors to the rooms are closed. The half kedayim in the room would penetrate the doors and be metame the house. Since there are two half kedayim altogether, there's a kedayim, that's enough to be metame the house and its contents. And the fact that the doors are closed would not stop the tumah from penetrating through and being metame the house. But each room would remain tar. And each room would only become tamer for the half kedayim inside of it, which is not enough to be metame. While the half kedayim in the other room, although it penetrates the door of that room and is metame the house, but it would not enter the other room that also opens into the house, as a tumah would penetrate and go inside the house, but would not exit the house and go into the other room. So each room, being that there's only a half kezias inside of them, would not become tameh, while the house would become tameh from the two half kezias from the two rooms that penetrate those rooms and are tameh the house.